Yeah, it's a welcome announcement from the government by Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, and it's €283,000, which will be going to Donegal ETB under the Community Education Mitigating Against Educational Disadvantage Fund. And basically, it's primarily aimed at enabling the ETB to further develop its online capacity to provide education, particularly to disadvantaged learners who mightn't have had the opportunity to engage with education in the past. So it's quite a significant fund of money at €283,000, and I think it's something that will be, it's really welcome for the county, and it will greatly enable the capacity of the ETB, particularly to reach out in an online manner to learners who mightn't have had the opportunity to engage with them in the past, in order to provide them with new educational opportunities. So it's a really welcome initiative for the county.
And quite a timely announcement too. We probably know that a lot of people are sitting at home and reevaluating, you know, what they want to do with their lives effectively in the years ahead.
Yes, certainly. I think what's become clear over the last year is the actual capacity to be able to engage in many things online. And part of the reason why many people might have had the opportunity to engage in education in the past too is because of the fact that the traditional modes of learning mightn't have been most suitable to them, particularly for those who've had, you know, coming from a more disadvantaged background and had particular challenges in terms of being able to participate. So this €283,000 now to further enable the ETB to develop its online capacity for engaging with learners, I think will be really positive, and it is going to be aimed at trying to provide opportunities to those who, you know, have had a disadvantaged situation from education previous to now, and to offer them new opportunities to engage and upskill.